Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Hum Finance. Now, with Hum, you can spread the cost of major purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in-store from any of their many, many retail partners. They've loads of different retail partners, for example, B&Q, Harvey Norman, Easy Living Interiors, DID Electrical, DFS, the list goes on and on and on. So you can arrange credit in-store or on their website, which is shophum.ie, shophum.ie. And as I said, it's so simple. You can get approval through their website, shophum.ie, or apply directly in-store, and then you are up and humming, as they say. Now, keep in mind that Hum is a form of credit, and it's important to consider your ability to repay the amount borrowed, but you can rest assured that Hum is regulated by the financial regulator, unlike some other companies that let you spread payments. So, turn to Hum. More time to pay, more freedom to live. You can hum it. And thanks to Hum Finance for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM? Everywhere you look now, there are teenagers vaping. More than ever smoked before vapes became so popular. Most are smoking the disposable ones. But is this the lesser of two evils? Well, that's what Lisa's sister thinks. Because according to Lisa, who messaged us very angry about her sister, who openly allowed her 15-year-old son to vape, she even gives him pocket money knowing that it's going on vapes. Her argument, it's better than him smoking cigarettes or doing worse. Have a listen to this message from Lisa. Can you highlight this, but don't use my name? It's a topic about teenagers vaping and parents allowing it. My sister has a 15-year-old son and knowingly lets him vape. I've seen him do it in front of her. She says it's better than him smoking cigarettes because she smoked when she was his age. She said that it's all he does and that he could be doing a lot worse. What shocked me even more was that most of his mates, who are also 15, vape, and the parents seem to know and even give them money. And what sort of shops are selling them to teens? It's effing disgusting. This needs to be done on Opinions Matter. And that is a message from a lady called Lisa. And that's the conversation that we want to have with you. Basically, Lisa's sister's argument is, look, it's better that he's doing, that he's smoking vapes than that's traditional cigarettes.
That'd be like, I hate that argument. I really hate that argument, because that's like saying if your 15-year-old went out and robbed a car tonight and was joyriding it around the estate, yeah? And your argument to that would be, well, it could be worse. He could be out raping a woman. He's only out robbing cars. I hate that. It could be worse.
Okay, but here's the reality. Here's the reality. It could be worse. When I was 13 actually, I was smoking cigarettes. Yeah?
Yep.
That smoking cigarettes at such a young age led to a lifelong addiction to cigarettes.
Boo-hoo.
I'm not looking for boo-hoo. It led to a lifelong addiction to cigarettes, which I only managed to kick last year. Yeah? Now, I don't know.
Sorry, okay, I'm going to stop you there because your analogy and your...
No, you're not even listening to me.
No, I don't want to.
Because I wish when I was a teenager that I was actually smoking something that was less harmful.
Your analogy is wrong and your argument is weak at the best.
How?
Because these teenagers that are vaping, yes, are not vaping to come off cigarettes. They have never smoked.
No, I understand that.
No, you don't.
I understand that. The point I'm trying to make is that, much in all as I don't really like to see teenagers vaping, I prefer to see them vaping than smoking cigarettes.
No, they should be doing neither. That's ridiculous.
Ideally, they shouldn't.
That's ridiculous.
Ideally, they shouldn't. Yes, I agree. However, I would still prefer them to be vaping than smoking actual cigarettes.
Well, any parent that know, and parents must be aware, because every single teenager you see now has those little, the coloured things, the little coloured tubes.
Okay,
first of all, how are they getting them?
How does they get drink as teenagers when you can't get drink?
I know nothing about vaping because I'm not a smoker. Where would you buy? If I wanted to buy
one. There's vaping shops everywhere. They're all over the place.
Is that where you get those little disposable things?
Yeah.
Okay, and how long do they last for?
I don't know because I've never smoked them, so I don't actually know the answer to that.
Okay, so all I know is everywhere you look, all you see is teenagers vaping, yeah?
Mm.
And the parents must know about it. You'd have to know about it because they put photographs up on social media all carrying the vapes in their hand. I think it's disgraceful that any parent would allow this to happen. I think it's disgusting.
Okay, well, what would you say then to this message? Obviously, you'd find it disgusting. Simon just posted on our Facebook, my 15-year-old vapes. It's better than smoking and doing coke.
Well, obviously, it's better than smoking and doing coke, but that still doesn't make it right. I'd say you're pretty much a scumbag of a parent, to be honest with you.
Okay, that's the question we want to have with you. This lady, Lisa, is the lady who contacted us, and she's going mad about her sister, who's a 15-year-old son, and she basically lets him vape. Her argument is, when I was his age, I was smoking cigarettes, and we all know how damaging to your health, we'll call them traditional cigarettes are. We know how damaging they are to your health. After years of smoking, I wouldn't like to have a look at my lungs because I'm sure they have been fairly seriously damaged. Now, hopefully, with having given them up, some of that damage might rectify itself. But the fact of the matter is, I did untold damage to my own lungs smoking for so many years. As I said, when I was a teenager, I wish I never smoked. Cigarettes, that is. I wish I'd never smoked. However, vapes, and we don't know, obviously there is no long-term scientific study of the harm of vapes, but it is, and any expert will tell you, vapes are not as harmful as tobacco
again,
cigarettes.
Absolute bullshit and bollocks, excuse my French. There is not enough evidence.
If you were in a nightclub and they let off the smoke machine, you're going to storm out saying, this is damaging my lungs.
It's the exact same product. Vapes have not been... Stop spreading false...
It's the exact same product.
You are spreading false information. Yes, you are. You are.
It's a vapor.
I have done...
Why do you think they're called vapes?
Okay. Unlike you, before this topic came on today, I actually did a bit of research.
And what did you find out?
Have you ever heard of popcorn lungs?
I have.
Okay. Tell me about them.
Well, I don't know about them, but I haven't. You asked me, had I heard of them?
So you know nothing about popcorn lungs.
Well, go on, explain.
Why should I? Do your own research.
You have to throw that out for other people who don't know what popcorn...
I'd say anybody
would... You just Googled that and found that.
No, I didn't Google it. Here's the second question for you. Yeah?
Go on.
Have vapes been around long enough for experts to determine how dangerous they are or how dangerous they are? Thank you.
No.
As a broadcaster, yeah, you're sitting there, you have responsibility to talk about the dangers of AIDS, but you're sitting there going, could be worse, could be doing coke, could be smoking cigarettes, I smoke cigarettes.
And Vanessa just said there is no evidence that popcorn lung is definitively linked to vaping. And there is no evidence of that, okay? So if you're asking me to describe what popcorn lung is, I don't know. However, as Vanessa says there's no evidence that it's linked. Now, the question that we're asking you is, this lady Lisa's sister has basically said, look, he could be doing worse. He's vaping at 15. it could be worse. That's really the argument that the sister is making. And I'm not saying I like to see teenagers vaping. I don't.
What you're saying is you'd rather see them vaping than
smoking cigarettes. Yes,
yeah,
I would.
I'd rather see them doing anything. Can I just tell you,
teenagers by their very nature, and you probably weren't one of these teenagers, you never did anything that you weren't supposed to do. They drink as teenagers. They certainly years ago used to smoke cigarettes when they were teenagers.
No, I didn't do any of that.
Yeah, but you're little goody two-shoes. Most teenagers do something that they're not supposed to do.
Oh, so you're a goody two-shoes if you don't do bold things.
The point I'm trying to make is most teenagers... I'm one of those teenagers. All my mates were the exact same. We were smoking and drinking at 15.
And because of your lungs are fucked.
The point I'm trying to make is I wish I was vaping all those years rather than smoking cigarettes. Okay? Just because you never did anything bold when you were a teenager. The fact of the matter is, teenagers are doing shit that we'd prefer them not to do. And in my opinion, I'd prefer them to be doing vapes because it's probably the safest of all of the above.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Let me go to Samantha. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, lads. It's pretty heated already,
isn't
it?
It's pretty heated already. Okay, the point that I was making, in an ideal world, I don't want to see any teenager vaping. I don't want to see any teenager doing anything, really. I'm being a realist, though. Teenagers do things they're not supposed to do. And I would prefer to see a teenager vaping rather than smoking cigarettes or smoking joints or even worse.
All right. As a parent of a teenager, I prefer to see my teenager playing football, making up stuff in their heads and being creative. I don't think every teenager out there is thinking about smoking, drinking, doing all these things that parents think they're up to. And the person that is allowing their 15-year-old to vape, I don't even think that you should call yourself a parent, because that's lazy parenting. If you're going to just allow them to do what they want at that young age, instead of guiding them and showing them the right path to be on.
Okay, when I was a teenager, Samantha, and this is the point that I was trying to make. When I was a teenager, I was smoking. I shouldn't have been. My dad caught me smoking. He used to give out yards to me for it. But I still did it. I continued to do it. I was drinking when I was a teenager. My dad told me not to, but I still did it. And probably because I was told not to. The point I'm trying to make is that teenagers do, not all teenagers. In fact, Jeremy's one of those really good teenagers who never did any of that, which is great. Fantastic. But an awful lot of teenagers do things that they're not supposed to do. You know that. I don't know if you were ever that teenager yourself, Samantha. But I'm being realistic, okay? And I would rather, I'd rather see teenagers playing Ga or playing soccer or whatever the case may be. But if they're going to be doing something that they shouldn't be doing, I'd much rather see them vaping than anything else. That's all I'm saying.
I can understand, but I still can't understand as a parent that you would say something like that, because that just sounds like madness to me. Do you know? We don't know enough about vaping. We don't even know what the side effects are later on in life. Are they going to be worse than smoking? I don't know, because we don't have enough research done on this.
Samantha, so just for the record again, I don't want to see any teenager vaping. That's the point.
As Samantha says, you are not condemning it, Adrian.
What's the point in condemning it? I condemn teenagers smoking vapes. What the fuck is that going to achieve?
It's not the teenagers.
This talking down to young people like that. I condemn it. Would you get a grip? Seriously.
I know what you're trying to say there, but I'm just saying, like, some parents are getting off. That's okay. It's not a cigarette. Go on, have a bottle of beer. It's not a vodka. Go on, have a bit of hash. It's not cocaine. This is what's wrong in this world. This is what people are doing. And they're not looking after their kids the way they should. You know, you don't just give up when they become teenagers and say, sure, they're going to do it in anyway. I did it back then. That's not the way of the world. That has to change, surely to God.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please, Samantha. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Where am I going now? I'm going to Martin. You're on Opinions Matter. Martin, how are you?
How's it going, lads?
Good, thanks, Martin. Teenagers vaping. I don't like to see it, but I'd prefer to see them doing that than a joint or a cigarette.
I don't like it myself, but my own wee 14-year-old, like, she has a vape, you know. I don't mind when she tells me the truth, you know what I mean? I told her not to be smoking, as your father told you years ago, not to be smoking, you know what I mean?
Have you told her not to be vaping?
Well, I asked her not to be vaping, but I caught her, you know what I mean? One day, so I just go and buy her one day, you know what I mean, when she runs out.
And what did you say when you caught her?
What the fuck are you doing? And she said, Dad, I'm just stressed out, like, you know, so I let her, like, you know.
You haven't had a conversation with her ever since, have you?
I've told her, like, you know, we don't really know much about them, you know what I mean? But she did, you know, not listening to me, Adrian, you know what I mean? Oh, God, did not listen to me. Don't get me wrong, I'd go before day night when it comes to alcohol and like that, like, you know what I mean? None of that, but I don't mind a little bit because she's not doing any harm, you know, what she is to herself, but not to anybody else, like. I get into the local shop, Adrian, and there'd be a few, you know, teenagers down there. And they'd be asking me, like, Martin, will you go in and buy his night? I'd go in and get them a vape, you know what I mean?
Sorry, you would actually go into the vape shop and buy them for them?
Oh, aye, no bother, I would, no problem.
What age? First of all, I missed the start of the conversation. What age?
I know there was a wee fella there and one day he told me he was 14, but sir, the wee fuck, I was only 11.
So much here to take in. Okay, first of all, what age is your daughter? What age is your daughter that you...
She's 14 there, Jeremy.
So you're buying your 14-year-old daughter a vape?
Aye.
And then you also bought a child in... What age was the child?
No, hold on a minute. He was going and smoking a joint. He was going to smoke a joint. So instead of him smoking a joint, I said, hold on a wee minute. You were looking for a vape. So then I got him the vape. And he didn't smoke the joint.
Now, have you no control over your 14-year-old daughter? Does she vape?
Oh, I do, aye.
Do you not condemn your 14-year-old daughter?
Yeah,
no control.
No.
Jeremy, I swear to God.
Do you know what, Jeremy? I'd say you have your kids chained up or something, do you?
Well, I'm telling you now.
They will be by the time they're 14.
Oh, because I don't buy them vapes. Well, I'm telling you.
No, I'm not saying you buy them vapes.
I'm telling you now, Martin, my children will not be vaping at 14 years
old. How do you know that, Jeremy?
How do you know that?
I know, for a start.
Jeremy, you think you're a Mr. Perfect, wonderful man.
Well, I'm a better father than you are.
He asked you a question. How will you know that your 14-year-old son isn't vaping when he's 14?
I am telling you now. In the same way
you can't smell it. You can't smell it.
He can't handle it, Adrian. That was wrong.
You know, Adrian, stay quiet for a second, Martin. It'd actually do you the world of good now to actually condemn Martin's parenting.
I think buying vapes for a teenager is disgraceful.
But okay? Why don't you say it to him?
I've just said it to him.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah,
think what you're doing is bang out of order. But the point I was...
So, Adrian, years ago, if you asked somebody to go in and get a packet of fags, would you condemn that, eh?
In hindsight, yes, because that's exactly what we used to do as teenagers.
Aye.
If the shop that we were known in wouldn't sell us cigarettes, you got somebody to do it.
Forgetting about the disgusting fact that you buy your own daughter, can you see Samantha screaming on the other line there? In spite of the disgusting fact that you buy your daughter a vape at 14, oh, God. 14 years of age, that even sounds wrong saying it. You had no right to provide someone else's child who was what age? 12, 13?
11.
That's outrageous, I have to say.
Well, thanks, Adrian. Yeah, thanks.
That's outrageous.
You had absolutely...
Hold on a minute, lads. He was going to smoke a fucking joint.
I don't believe there's an 11-year-old smoking joints.
Do you not? No. Oh, really? Jesus, Dixon, you're getting more naive by the day.
You know what I'm saying, Adrian? You had to pull it up with this track every day, man. God love you. You need to ask for a pee, guys.
Well, look, can I tell you, Jeremy, are there 14-year-olds...
Martin, if you think that I'm going to sit here and allow you to normalise...
No, he's not. I'm not letting him normalise. Your naivety, if you think that there aren't 11-year-olds smoking joints, there are 11-year-olds who are fucking drug mules, for God's sake. Wake up. I'm finding myself getting very angry here. Sorry, Samantha.
So you're getting angry with the wrong people.
I'm angry with you for your naivety.
You're telling the truth, Dr. Jeremy. You better play it here,
Samantha, what do you make of this father who has just kind of turned a blind eye to his 14-year-old vaping?
Hang on while I pick myself up off the floor. He's calling himself a father? Is he serious? Aye. He's buying an 11-year-old vape and his daughter or son, 14 years of age, a vape and allowing it to happen. You're an absolute disgrace. You shouldn't be calling yourself a father because a father wouldn't do that. A real father wouldn't do that to a child. That's absolutely disgusting what you're doing.
Samantha, she's going to go and do it behind me back, you know what I mean?
Come here, let her do it behind your back. I'll think more of you if you let her do it behind your back and you're not out buying.
No, because if she went off and it's not because I know...
What are you going to do in a few years when she's in hospital with her lungs in bits because of you buying her to vape? What are you going to do? How are you going to feel?
Well, hold on a minute, Samantha.
You hold on a minute and answer the question. Doesn't matter. Whatever they do behind your back, do not encourage that behaviour. Well, do you know what? I feel sorry for you. I feel more sorry for your child.
I think you need to open your eyes a bit, Samantha.
My eyes are wide open. I have a 22-year-old and a 16-year-old. I have two children. I have a 22-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Samantha. Yeah, and are they perfect little babies, eh?
Are they perfect? Nobody in this world is perfect, and I'm not perfect either, but I would not be going buying them cigarettes, alcohol or drugs at 15 or 14.
How do you know your little fella's not out vaping?
Well, I don't know what they do when they leave the house. I wouldn't be encouraging either of them to buy drugs or to buy vapes, right? Because that's what a parent does. We have a job to these children. We don't just let them out.
And I look after my wee ones. I make sure they're all right.
You obviously don't see vaping as any sort of a big deal, do you?
No, it's no harm, Adrian.
Oh, my
gosh.
No harm.
Okay, but it's not no harm. It's not no harm if the product contains nicotine, for example, because nicotine, as we all know, from cigarettes is the addictive quality in cigarettes, and you can become addicted to vapes. Do you? Does that not concern you?
It does, but, you know, like, at the end of the day, Adrian, there's nothing I can do about it now, you know.
You shouldn't be buying them for...
I do try to entice her, like, you know, to not to smoke, you know what I mean, not to leave. I do. Don't get me wrong, Adrian. I don't fly into the shop and get...
Okay, but your attitude towards vapes is that they're not overly harmful. She could be doing worse, really, is what I'm hearing from you.
There you have it.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. This is quite shocking, this message from Keith.
I know people who's allowing their 13-year-old kids to vape, and they think it's no danger because they're flavoured. Now, as I said, like, it's nicotine, it's an addiction. So it's sending their body into wanting something that they shouldn't even want to go near. Right, so I think the solution probably would be that if somebody would make the vapes without nicotine in them, so the kids aren't getting bleeding strung out on it.
Well, Keith, in answer to that, there are vapes available that don't have nicotine in them. And this is Emma.
Hey, lads. Just to let you know, you can buy them at any centre, supermarket, garage, anywhere. They're only €8 and you get 600 puffs out of them. I'm pretty sure you can buy them if you're 16, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, Jen, tell me about your 14-year-old, please.
So he's nearly 14. So in January, I walked into his room and I could smell of vape. So I obviously searched his room, found the vape on him, and I grounded him for the month. So I took his phone off him, his iPad for his PS5 off him, and I kept him in. And then nearly two weeks ago again, I went up to search his coat and I found another vape. So it's only April this, and he's been grounded for half a year so far. I vape. I personally don't want my child to vape because at the end of the day, we don't know the risks associated with it, and we probably won't for another 10 or 20, 30 years.
Maybe. Okay, but let me ask you two questions then. The first one is about you vaping. Why do you vape?
I was a smoker.
Okay, so you obviously believe, as a lot of people do, that it is less harmful than smoking cigarettes.
Well, I don't know whether it's less harmful, but it's a lot cheaper.
It is a lot cheaper, I agree, but it has to be less harmful. You're not inhaling all that smoke.
Well, hopefully it is, but I still don't want my son to be.
And because you're worried about the health implications, because what is your reason?
Because he's nearly 14 years of age and we don't know the effects of it.
Okay, so how do you lecture a 14-year-old on vaping when you're doing it yourself? And the reason I'm saying this is I remember as a 14-year-old, my dad sitting there with a cigarette in his hand, telling me, Adrian, don't be smoking. And I thought it was the most hypocritical thing I'd ever seen. How are you trying to... how do you do that when you're doing the exact same thing you're telling him not to do?
Well, my reason for vaping is, as I said, I was a smoker. So I explained to him I smoked. My way of giving up smoking was to take up vaping. I didn't just take up vaping as a hobby, as what all these are doing. They're so young walking around. I see them walking around all the time with them up their tops and they're tiny walking around. You know, I just think, I went actually...
Okay, sorry, you went to the guards about what?
I went to the guards about the shops supplying them.
And what did the guards say?
The guards said it's not implemented as a law yet.
So there's very little they can do?
Yeah.
Now, the majority of shops will say they won't sell vapes to under 18s. However, I've known of 18-year-olds to go in and be sold vapes without ever being asked for ID. So they'll sell them to anybody who looks 18, I suppose. But, sorry, the point you're trying to make is that the shop should be prosecuted. When you hear somebody like Martin, who basically doesn't see a major issue with his daughter vaping, what do you think of that?
I don't agree with it. That's his parenting choice. Everyone's parenting is different. I wouldn't personally go in and buy my son a vape. There's not a hope.
There's not a chance that you would turn a blind eye to your son vaping.
Not a chance, Adrian. He's my third child, so I have two older than him and one younger. And I don't know whether it's the generation they're growing up in at this age, 12, 13, 14, that they're all thinking it's so cool. But there's not a hope I would buy him one.
Okay, but isn't it the same? When I was 13 or 14, smoking cigarettes was the cool thing to do.
Yeah, it is the same thing. But would you wish you hadn't done that and someone would have really made you stop?
Absolutely. Yes, 100%. It was the worst thing I ever did in my life. And by the way, I started smoking without any peer pressure. It was just something I decided to do one day at a bus stop in Dunleary. Don't ask me why I ever did it, but I did. But would I prefer not to have ever smoked? Of course I would, without a doubt. But the point that I was making is, I saw a 15 or 16-year-old the other day smoking an actual cigarette. And I wanted to go over and say, you fucking idiot, don't be doing that. I didn't, obviously, but I would rather him have had a vape in his hand than an actual cigarette.
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying. But then if I let this go, what else do I let go as a parent? Like, if I don't try to stop him now, do I turn a blind eye in years?
Okay, but so say when you let him out of being grounded and you catch him again, are you going to keep grounding him over and over again?
I might end up killing him. I don't know.
Okay, but I hope you don't do that.
I don't have to try until he understands. So what will happen now is he'll be given no cash when he goes out and everything will be given through his Revolut card. So I'll be able to see where he's spending his money.
You better watch. Now, Martin's on the other line. You better watch, Jen, that Martin doesn't come across your child, because Martin will probably provide your child with a vape.
Martin, this lady has her son grounded for half of 2023 so far.
You know what she's doing? She's making a plot. Look at the young fella. The mommy has him grounded over an L nicotine. Could you go away at that?
Of course I do.
He'd be getting flagged over that.
I'm there for the rest of his life. I want to make sure
that he's
anything going to into adult life. I'm going to do whatever I can to protect
him. Look, he punished him and it didn't work.
Sorry, I can't hear both of you. Sorry, say that. Yes, she punished him and it didn't work. And in fairness, Jen, you did punish him and it didn't work. You caught him again. So what's to say that he's not going to keep doing it over and over again?
He probably is going to, but I just have to keep doing something to try. I don't know what, like...
You're wasting your time. Maybe better off sitting down with him and letting him have a couple of vapes every day, like, have a couple of...
He's going to do it behind your back, you know what I mean?
He'll do it behind your back.
If I catch him, just consequences. That's just ridiculous.
I've never heard so... He'd be getting flagged off his mates and all, you know what I mean?
I don't care. They can flag him all his way... All they like, they don't pay for his medical bills, I do.
I just think it's ridiculous, I swear to God, that you haven't grinded him all over.
Can I ask you, I'm not in any way saying, I'm not in any way saying that I like seeing kids vaping, I don't, okay, and let me make that clear again. But would you, Jen, not have been more shocked if you'd have found a packet of John Player Blue in your son's pocket instead of a vape?
Of course, because I think a lot of the younger people now, it's very seldom you see them with a cigarette. You see them
And in fact, this is the point I was making a minute ago. I saw a young fella the other day, a schoolboy, smoking an actual cigarette, and I was horrified. It made me cringe.
Yeah, I know.
So my point is, you would have preferred, if given a choice, to have found the vape in his pocket than a packet of cigarettes.
I would definitely prefer it, but I prefer neither. Do you know what I mean? As well, I don't want them to go down that route of smoking or vaping. It's just an addiction, isn't it? It's just another addiction, like.
All right, stay there for a second if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our number. Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
How are you, Adrian? How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Vanessa. What did you want to say on this?
As you've read out in the comments, I did do a bit of research into this for other reasons, especially when they were shutting down the shops there in Dublin for a while. If my child came in, I'm a smoker. If my child came in with a smoke, I would rather them do it in front of me, like drinking. I wouldn't want them to do it. But if they were going to do it, I would rather them do it in front of me. So if anything did happen down the line, they would come to me first. And they know they're not going to get judgment. They know they're not going to get basically thrown out of the house or an argument. I am going to be there for them as that parent.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, whether you look at cigarettes or vaping. Yes, vaping at the moment, we don't have all the results in from research. Yes, it's seen as better than smoking a cigarette, but there are still over 7,000 chemicals being pumped into these e-cigarettes, and they can be damaging, just as harmful as smoking an actual cigarette. Not to mention the addiction, that has been mentioned, but some of the cartridges, because it's a higher dosage than you would get in cigarettes, you're actually bringing it straight into your blood system, which can cause heart issues much faster than if you were smoking a cigarette.
I'm not going to argue with any of what you have said. However, it is fairly well known that a cigarette is far more harmful than e-smoking. Okay?
From what we know now.
Yes. Okay. Because of the tar and all the other shite that comes with cigarettes, they are far more harmful than an e-cigarette. I accept what you're saying, that we haven't got years and years and years of research. However, again, I will say I would rather see a teenager vaping than smoking a cigarette.
To an extent, yes. The only issue I would have, or the only caveat I would put to that, is how much they're actually vaping. Whereas if you have a cigarette, you know how much nicotine is going into your system, because there's only so much nicotine in a cigarette. If you have a vape, people are changing out the vapes when they're halfway through, so they're actually having double the amount of nicotine going into their system. So that's the only thing I would say. Part of me, as much as I would hate to admit, part of me would actually prefer them to have a cigarette, because we know the issues of cigarettes better than devil you know, kind of thing. Whereas I find with vaping...
Yes, better the devil you know. The devil we know will tell you that one in two smokers die of smoking-related illnesses. So you have a 50% chance of killing yourself. So that's not something I want to see any teenager doing.
No, no, of course not. But again, because we don't have long-term research done on e-cigarettes, what I'm saying is if you have a vape and there's a higher concentration of chemicals in that vape and nicotine, and you're taking in the nicotine more than what you would in a cigarette, you're actually more likely to cause harm to yourself, especially when you don't know how much nicotine you're actually putting into your system.
Well,
and if you're changing two or three times a day...
Nicotine as an actual chemical doesn't really cause much harm to the human body other than the addictive quality of it. But it doesn't actually cause harm.
And, well, it can, actually. Increased heart rate. An increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, yes, it can.
Okay, but not lung damage. Nicotine won't cause any lung damage.
No, it's the diacetyl that causes the lung damage and the heart damage as well. So the diacetyl is what is the chemical that Jeremy was talking about popcorn lung.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates little scar tissues inside of your lungs. And there's not enough research, that's not to say it's not linked, but there's not enough research done on it yet to actually link it to vaping. But diacetyl in general, if you're intaking high doses of diacetyl, you are more likely to create damages in your lungs. There is also research coming out of the Hodgkin's Health Center that's linking it back to COPD, e-cigarettes and COPD. So it's still actually creating the issues that traditional cigarettes would create. We just don't have the long-term impacts on e-cigarettes yet.
Okay, so in answer to the question of a parent turning a blind eye to a teenager vaping because they think to themselves, oh, they could be doing much worse. What do you think of that?
I wouldn't turn a blind eye. I would sit my child down and I would explain the health risks. And then it's up to them. If you've raised them and if you trust them enough, then yeah, it's up to them what they do with their body. It's the same idea of, like, I was 16 when I got a tattoo. And my mum didn't want me to get a tattoo, but I was going to get it, whether she knew it or not, whether she accepted it or not.
And this is the point that I was making earlier on, that teenagers do things they're not supposed to do.
And I would rather have the conversation and explain to the child what the damage actually could be and have them come to me if there is any issues, rather than fly off the handle or pretend that it doesn't exist, but fly off the handle and then them thinking that they can't come to me if they want to get off it or if they're having issues with vaping or smoking. I'd rather them be able to come to me as their parent if they're having issues.
All right, Vanessa.
And they're not going to do that if they can't actually approach you about what they're doing.
No, that's fair enough. All right, Vanessa, thanks very much indeed. We've a lot more reaction to bring you in just a second.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It's Opinions Matter, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, and a huge reaction to what we're talking about today, and that is young people vaping.
I just want to say our team are getting loads of messages on Facebook basically saying that we should report that fella Martin to the guards. I don't think he's doing that. Well, I don't know if he's doing
that. No, he isn't doing anything illegal.
But do we know that?
Yeah.
He's not doing anything illegal?
No.
So he's breaking no law by buying his 14-year-old vapes?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Positive.
It will eventually be against the law. But is it against the law now? No.
So there's nothing we can do about it?
No, not really.
Not that I'd snitch him to the guards anyway, but the anger that's coming in, why are you not reporting that man to the guards? Here's one from Ollie. You have a duty of care, Adrian, to report that disgusting father to the Gardaí for what he's doing.
This is Meg.
That's a no, by the way.
No. Do you think I'm going to end this podcast and go and ring swords guards? No. Meg.
Hi, how are you? As horrible as it is seeing young people vaping, I would much prefer my child to vape versus smoking traditional cigarettes. Obviously, I wouldn't like for them to do either, but I think vapes are so attractive to people because of the fruity flavours that they come in versus the horrible cigarette taste and smell of traditional cigarettes. Like, so I think if they did want to cut down on the vapes and stuff like that, stop giving them this lovely fruity taste and smell. I don't vape or smoke or anything like that and rarely drink, but when I do have a drink, I do love to puff on a vape, and I don't know why.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Meg. I know this conversation has been had about changing the flavour of vape so that they're no longer available in beautiful strawberry flavour.
By the way,
and all of that.
This is the exact same conversation that was had 30 years ago when Alcopops first came online, and I wouldn't have drank alcohol if it wasn't for Alcopops. So I tasted beer or whatever when I was younger and didn't like the taste. So I don't like bitter taste. I've never been into wine or alcohol. So I did not drink alcohol until Woody's came along. And once Woody's came along, I had a taste of it. Oh my God, it's alcohol, but it's strawberry flavoured. Or what was the other one? Bacardi. Remember you used to slide me
Bacardi off? Breezer.
Bacardi Breezer. Or Bacardi. What was the other one in the white bottle?
Smirnoff Ice.
Smirnoff Ice. I drank all of them because I liked the taste of them. The point is, had they not existed, I wouldn't have drank alcohol. So when you make things more attractive,
palatable,
and attractive for a younger audience, that's why we have the problem. Shame on them for making them. They know what they're doing, making them fruity flavor, don't they?
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Those vapes, what the? Again, I'm clueless. Did they taste like strawberries and stuff like that?
Yeah.
That's madness.
You're inhaling a strawberry taste, yeah.
Madness.
Ed.
How are you, lads? Great topic. But the problem I have with this, right, is they'll do it in reverse. They'll start vaping, right? And then once they're hooked on the old nicotine, and they won't be able to get enough of it through the vapes because you only get a limited amount, they'll move on to the fags then. And then they'll be hooked on the fags for the rest of their life. So it is a weak argument, Adrian. I know you're saying you'd rather see people vaping, but they'll just use that as a stepping stone to real cigarettes. So you'd be none the wiser.
All right. Keith went on the vapes himself.
I forgot to add in there. I went on the vapes back in 2015. They were grand. They were okay. Now, I tried these new vapes there 2 weeks ago. And believe me, they just kept wanting to go back to them. You know, over a cigarette. It was like the power this thing has on you. To get you away from the cigarettes is good in a sense, but when you think of it, like, it's like you're preferring it more than the cigarettes. So you can imagine the kids smoking it. You don't smoke cigarettes. You get addicted very fast.
All right, Keith, thanks very much indeed. One of the things that I'm very happy with, if I'm to be honest, is that when I gave up cigarettes last year, I didn't just switch on to vapes. I had patches for a couple of weeks, and touch wood, I'm off the cigarettes ever since, because I've seen people moving from cigarettes onto vapes and being more strung out in their addiction in that they never have the bloody thing out of their hands. I'll squeeze in one final message from Neil.
No, Adrian, there's no research done on the vape and cigarettes, okay? But when my son comes in every night, I always sort of smell him going past, because I know that flavour, and I've never smelled that off him yet. Now, thankfully, I'm not saying he's doing it, I'm not saying he's not doing it, but I've never smelled that off him. But you were saying earlier on, the flavour's off him, you can't smell it, but you probably could, because there's flavours which you could smell. So there you go. Cheers.
Alright, Neil, thanks very much indeed. Sorry, some of the vapes on the market have absolutely no smell off them whatsoever. Sure, people are. I saw a woman smoking one on an airplane recently and nobody even spotted her.
Really?
Yeah, you can't even smell it.
Is it not illegal to bring them on an airplane?
Yeah, it is, and illegal to smoke them on an airplane. It didn't stop her though. She was still doing it.
I wish you'd go back smoking.
Why?
Oh, you've become an irritant since you gave up smoking. You really have.
That's an awful thing to say. I wish you'd smoke again.
No, I do, because you make my life hell. You were so much more laid back when you were smoking. You know when you used to have stressful things going on in your life?
Yeah.
You'd open a packet of cigarettes and smoke 20 in a row and you'd be grand. Just get back on the cigarettes.
No, thank you. I'm happy that I'm no longer a smoker. That's it from this.
Oh, you're always a smoker, Kennedy.
That's true, actually. That's very true. That's it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified every time we upload a new podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening, and we will catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.